to the third hour of the show. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Just dial toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
An almond in my throat.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Copyright is coming up on the discussion docket, but first we go to Dave. Yes, Dave is in Montana. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Dave.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, Dave.
Hey, I think a big chunk of the meth use could be knocked out because, the legalization of drugs. The meth is a product of the drug war, mm-hmm. I think. You know, the great use of it. A majority of the use of the speed is people wanting a stimulant so that they could do 3 jobs, 4 jobs. If mm-hmm. those people could purchase a safe stimulant, I think a lot of the use of speed or the illegal, you know, the dangerous chemical stuff wouldn't be used.
Okay. I think you might be right about that. I think that that's kind of what Wayne was saying earlier tonight, is that if people could get their hands on other less dangerous drugs on a legal basis, perhaps they wouldn't be interested
right.
in using
that. They could get nomenclature with it. They'll know how to use it, how much to use, you know, because a lot of people are doing 3 or 4 jobs, and it's, you know, like... They got to maintain their thing, you know. And
but that said, I have known people who have used meth safely, that they haven't been addicted to it, and they haven't had their lives ruined by it. So I think it just all depends on the individual and, you know, what their usage patterns are.
If the drug war wasn't on, there would probably be a safer meth. You know?
Good point. I think you're right about that, Dave. Any other thoughts?
The meth was invented by the Nazis.
Is that
Nazi
true?
Drug, I don't think people should be using it, really, because they turn into like a Nazi.
Interesting. You know, I didn't know that, Dave. Thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. According to the Wikipedia, one of the earliest uses of meth, it wasn't invented by the Nazis, was actually first synthesized from ephedrine in Japan in 1893 by a chemist. In 1919, crystallized methamphetamine was synthesized by Akira Ogata via reduction of ephedrine using red phosphorus and iodine. World War II, however, one of the earliest uses of methamphetamine was when it was used by various Allied and Axis forces, so on both sides. The German military dispensed it under the trade name Pervitlin. It was widely distributed across rank and division from elite forces to tank crews and aircraft personnel. Chocolates dosed with methamphetamine, known as airman's chocolate, when given to pilots, or tank chocolate when given to tank crews. So, interesting. We'll continue here, though. George is on the line in Texas. George, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there. George?
How you doing, gentlemen?
Hey, you're on the air. What's on your mind tonight?
You know, the thing is, you talk about the police. I lived in Florida for many years, and I can tell you one thing. I filed a police complaint, and, you know, next thing you know, I'm getting a ticket for something after leaving the police station.
As you were leaving the police station?
Not even a mile down the road.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. I believe it. They've been known to target people who've decided to take issue with them.
Mm-hmm.
Did you want to tell us more about your story, or was that it?
Well, yeah, that's about it. But, you know, the thing is about my dad was a retired police officer.
Mm-hmm.
And he worked down in Miami, and he retired in disgust. For the reason is... when they started these asset forfeitures laws in the name of the war on drugs, mm-hmm. and, you know, he knew people all their lives who worked hard all their lives getting all their property, their bank accounts, their houses, their cars, their boats taken from them without no due process of law.
That's right.
And for traces of cocaine on money that they just withdrawn from the bank.
In fact, I think studies have shown that like 90% of the dollars in circulation have traces of cocaine on them or something absurd like that. It's amazing.
And many people say the stock market would really crash hard if narco dollars weren't being laundered through the banking system.
George, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. A little bit more on the history of methamphetamine, since we've been talking in the last hour about how it is that the government's prohibition or semi-prohibition, if you will, more restricted rules that are surrounding the purchase of pseudoephedrine have resulted in a more widespread, shake-and-bake-style manufacturing process that is less complicated but still dangerous to produce methamphetamine. That was the story we were discussing here. But according to Wikipedia, just kind of a little more history, the story is that, indeed, in World War II, it was given out by both the Axis and the Allied. Also, according to the story, from 1942 until his death in 1945, Hitler may have been given intravenous injections of methamphetamine by his personal physician. It's possible it was used to treat Hitler's speculated Parkinson's disease, or that his Parkinson-like symptoms, which developed from 1940 onwards, resulted from using methamphetamine. After World War II, a large supply of amphetamine stockpiled by the Japanese military became available in Japan under the street name Shabu. The Japanese Ministry of Health banned it in 1951. Since then, it's been increasingly produced by the Yakuza criminal organization, which is how prohibition works.
Yakuza.
When you take a product out of the legal marketplace, criminal gangs are then become the suppliers. Mm-hmm. And if you want it, look, this is something we didn't touch on last hour when we were discussing the meth labs and how they no longer require a heat source. This new shake and bake method, all you need is like a 2-liter soda bottle or something like that to shake the ingredients up. And if you don't shake it just right, there's a possibility it could explode and send flaming chemicals all over you. So it's kind of a nasty process. But before that, it was also very dangerous, very toxic, the way it was manufactured. It stunk. It was awful. And it essentially resulted in homes being burnt down and children dying in fires and things like that. You know, if meth were legal, it would be manufactured under the most controlled of conditions.
Well, there are lots of things that are dangerous to manufacture.
Yeah.
But they're not illegal. So,
right.
So they're manufactured in safe situations.
So the marketplace has an incentive to create the safest manufacturing areas as possible. Because, number one, you want to protect your employees because, well, if your employees start dying on you, it's going to be hard to find more employees to come work for you without paying them through, you know, amounts that jump through the roof. And, you know, you want to be known as producing a product in a safe way as far as getting people to, you know, to come to work every single day. Just, you want to work if you're a worker in a more safe environment, if you can choose that. And the marketplace, the incentives of competition create that. They create safer environments and new safety standards and things like that. So,
and consistency in the product, too,
yes.
Because a lot of people overdose because the drugs that they get, being illegal, are not consistent.
Exactly right. And that can be very, very detrimental to people's health. And you're right. When you go and you buy aspirin off the shelf at the pharmacy, you know exactly what you're getting. On the back of the bottle, it tells you how many milligrams of whatever acetaminophen or whatever is in it, and it tells you how many to take to get whatever the desired effects are, and you know exactly what you're getting into. When it comes to methamphetamine or heroin or something else that's manufactured in the black market, it's a roll of the dice. You don't know what you're getting. So if these people that are the drug enforcers, if their motivation is really to help people, you know, the idea is to stop people from using drugs, and the purpose of that is to help them, right? Because they believe drugs are bad, and so stopping them from using drugs would help them. Isn't that the motivation here?
Well, no, it's about money.
Well, maybe it is about money and power, but let's presume that you've got somebody that's actually motivated to help people. How about you come to the conclusion that they're going to use the drugs, whether you like it or not? And then you can come to the conclusion as to how to help them with their problem or how to help them use the drug safer, how to reduce the amount of harm that the use of these narcotic substances is creating. How about that? Can we help them on that level instead of this insanity of trying to stop them from doing things that you think is bad? Because that hasn't worked. But if you were to legalize meth, if you were to legalize all of these drugs, then they would be manufactured under controlled conditions, which means that people would be given doses that are easily identifiable as far as the amount of product that they're getting. They would be able to measure their doses. They would survive longer as a result of that. They wouldn't be frightened to go out and get assistance with quitting, because a lot of drug addicts are scared to death of actually going and looking for help because they're afraid they're going to be turned in and possibly have to go to jail. More coming up. You can bring up whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Listen up for something free from Ruger. From now until the end of the year, buy any new Ruger bolt-action rifle and receive a free Ruger-branded Carhartt jacket, both made in America. For more information, go to Ruger.com/Carhartt. That's Ruger.com/CARHARTT. Ruger rifles are known for their rugged reliability, handsome style, unique design features, and represent the best value in rifles. Go to Ruger.com and check out a Ruger rifle today.
If you're paying more than $14.95 per month for DSL, you are paying way too much. It's time to make the switch to DSL Extreme, the nation's number one internet service provider. DSL Extreme is fast. And at $14.95 per month, it's cheaper than dial-up. Plus, you get free spam protection, a free modem, and 24-hour-a-day free local tech support with no setup fees.
Certain restrictions apply.
Call 1-866-2-GET-NET. That's 1-866-2-GET-NET. Or go to DSLExtreme.com.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for Ixquick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week StartPage challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of StartPage and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at MaineMilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks $20. Trigger finger gloves $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MaineMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
It's inspiring for many who are affected by the recent downturn of the economy.
I already knew a bit about foraging and edibles, but you take it to a whole new level.
A thousand thanks to you for all that great knowledge. It was empowering.
When I was in the Navy, I went through a couple of quick land survival classes.
Thank you for being an inspiration and for all the work that you do.
I really appreciate the depth and detail of the information.
Thank you so much.
Much love and respect to you from all of us here in the boonies.
Thanks again.
Knowledge is power, and that power brings peace.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones, or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and FreeTalkLive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
You can bring up anything. Just dial toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SIGL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark. Join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on our site free, including archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, they're all there for you on the front page. Just click and download at freetalklive.com.
SACL CAI is the main sponsor of the show, and the principal over there, Jason Osborne, it's a real stand for liberty. If you have a business or you know somebody who does, perhaps you can talk to them about turning over their accounts receivable to SACL CAI. They didn't get into business to collect on bills, and SACL does it a heck of a lot better than anybody else can. SACL CAI.
800-259-9231. We're just looking at some more methamphetamine stuff here during the break. And Mark, you and I both noticed at the exact same time that, interestingly enough, methamphetamine is actually available as a drug, like an actual prescription drug, purchasable prescription drug.
Well, so, you noticed it because you were looking at the Wikipedia page. However, I just had somebody IM me and tell me.
Yeah, the drug is called Desoxin. It's methamphetamine. That's what it is. Psychostimulant drug intended for medical usage in the treatment of ADHD, narcolepsy, and for the short-term treatment of exogenous obesity. Now, methamphetamine is currently a Schedule II substance in the Controlled Substances Act. I believe it's the case that marijuana is a Schedule I, if I'm not mistaken about
that.
Schedule
I essentially means, not legal. Schedule II means you can get it prescribed.
Exactly. So what they're saying is, the DEA is saying that marijuana is more dangerous than methamphetamine.
I think
that's madness.
I think that it's madness until you realize that hemp is more dangerous to the chemical companies and the the timber companies and all these other companies that make money because it's illegal. So it is more dangerous. It's just not dangerous in the way that you might think it is.
So what would be interesting is to see who it is that's manufacturing this Desoxin product and to actually, take a tour of their facilities. What's it like in a legitimate meth manufacturing facility? What is the how safe are the facilities that manufacture Desoxin as opposed to the facilities that are manufacturing the legal version? Just curious. I'd love to see a little photo tour, a little comparison. Wouldn't that be interesting?
That would be very interesting.
I bet you'd likely see shiny countertops and clean room situation at the Desoxin manufacturing facility, whereas the black market manufacturing rooms are going to have just crap strewn everywhere and chemicals and dangerous mixes and all kinds of
nothing good.
Yeah, it would be very interesting study in contrast. Let's go to your phone calls about what you want. Smokey is in Alberta. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Smokey.
Hey, how are you guys doing tonight?
What's on your mind, Smokey?
I don't know if you guys are familiar with a couple new laws that they've decided to enact here in Canada. I'm not too sure if it's Canada-wide or if it just happens to pertain to good old Alberta. One is now they can stop you for any reason whatsoever on the road and give you a sobriety test. You don't have to have broken the law, speed, nothing whatsoever. They just pull you over and say, you get to roll into this, sir, or come with us and take a blood test.
Wow.
The second one is even more worse, is the fact that they can now pull you over, and if they suspect that you are on drugs of any sort, they can demand a blood test. Now, they're not going so far as to administer it themselves, but they will take you to the nearest clinic right then and there to get the blood test done. Now, if you refuse, prior to this new law, there wasn't really anything they could do. They'd hand you like a 24-hour suspension and say, okay, you can come pick up your car tomorrow. Now, if you refuse, it's an automatic 3-month suspension.
Now, what happens, I'm just out of curiosity here, I know when the police here pull you over, they want you to pull over immediately. So oftentimes, they'll pull people over on bridges, interstates, all kinds of things like that, places where cars are sort of inconvenient. If the cop decides that you need to be taken to the clinic at that time, what are they going to do with your car?
Well, see, now, in all of Alberta is a huge province. Like, I don't know how many New Hampshires could fit into Alberta, and there's only about 3 million of us in this whole province.
Lots and lots of them.
Now, it's not near the traffic problems. We've got really wide roads, really wide shoulders. There's always cars, like, kind of got the sticker stuck on the side window saying it's 24-hour suspension. And a lot of times the cop says, basically, if your car is moved before that time, when they get off work, they're going to come looking for you and take you to the slam. So it doesn't really affect the traffic too much. Like, there's not a lot of bottlenecks. We're pretty wide open here, prairies, you know,
okay.
Mountains to the one side, but mainly prairies. But, yeah, it's pretty wide open. The problem is I'm kind of a night shift worker. I work my shift as 4 in the afternoon to 4 in the morning. When I go to leave work, unfortunately, I work in a big city of Calgary, but I live about 120 kilometers outside of Calgary, a little village with 700 people. It's a kind of nice little place. But since I'm on the road and only criminals are on the road at that time of night type thing, that I've been pulled over a couple times now so far, and it's just a joyous time to deal with those gentlemen.
Sure. And you're tired, too, so...
Oh, hell yeah. So my eyes, I'm a proofreader. So I spend 12 hours looking at a screen, reading legal type and the small disclaimer type that you get on any of your flyers or coupons or stuff. So my eyes are pretty much bloodshot and a little slitty looking. And I've had my share of tests already.
Wow.
And fortunately, I don't partake until I get home, and I guess the test does... somehow says that whether or not you have smoked recently or if it's been within the last, you know, if it's like a couple hours old type thing. So it's not like if they see you have drugs in your system, like, you know, marijuana lasts 30 days in your system, but if they give you the test, they can tell if you've had it right away or if it's been a while since
really?
You last toked up.
No, wait, what kind of test is this again?
Yeah, I'm not familiar with this.
A blood test.
Wait, I thought that you could take a different test on the side of the road that wasn't a blood test.
Well, that's for alcohol.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Yeah, no, I've gotten the full gambit. It's lots of fun, and exactly that. I have a little village of 700 people. The closest clinic to me is another 100 kilometers away that I have to turn. So if they catch me in my village and decide to give it to me, I have to go with them for a couple hours to drive to the next nearest town that has a major clinic that they can actually do this.
So this is for anything, then? So they can just decide...
Anything. Really, they can literally pull you over for anything. If you look funny, you know, oh, geez, there looks like a guy who would maybe partake in a little marijuana.
And they decide they want to take you in for a test, then you have to go with them and deal with this crap.
Yeah, exactly.
Luckily, I
haven't been nailed coming to work at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, but I've been nailed at 4 o'clock in the morning leaving work, I'll tell you that. Because I don't know what I tell my bosses.
Is this all of Canada or just the province you're in?
Well, see, and that's where I'm not 100% clear. I think one of the alcohol one, pulling you over for no reason whatsoever to give you a random alcohol test is countrywide, and the drug one might be Alberta, or it could be vice versa, or they could be both nationwide. I'm not positive.
I just met a young lady over the weekend who was visiting here in New Hampshire from Canada, and she was expressing frustration with the whole immigration process and how difficult it is because she really wants to come down here and be part of the Free State Project.
Well, I've called and said I've been interested in that, and I was, like, you know, wondering about areas to move to. I don't know if you remember that call. It was really quite short.
Now you have all the more reason to do it. I thank you for the call, and I'm sorry to hear the news. Wow. Outrageous. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. How long will it be before that one comes to the States? It's Free Talk Live.
An A to Z product listing, top 20 bestsellers, and 30% off monthly specials. That's just a few of the many reasons why vitamin, mineral, and herbal supplement shoppers visit RippleCreek.com every day. Listen.
I'm a customer of RippleCreek.com and find it to be one of the best companies of its kind in product, customer service, and speed of delivery, and your prices are great.
RippleCreek.com has the full range of discount vitamins, minerals, and herbal supplements in an easy-to-use A to Z listing. Find everything from amino acids to grapeseed plus to our special colloidal minerals formula with over 99 trace minerals. Yes for Women Fun Intimacy Enhancement Cream to zinc. Not sure what your body needs? Click our handy vitamin guide at RippleCreek.com. Choose the low-cost online vitamin store where the internet has shopped since 1996. RippleCreek.com. Type in radio ad, and on orders over $40 this month, get a free bottle of our Grapeseed Plus product while supplies last. Hurry to RippleCreek.com today. That's RippleCreek.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2 sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
This is an emergency alert. More than half the world's doctors and nurses are refusing risky vaccinations this fall. I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz, a Harvard-trained public health expert, urging you to avoid risky vaccinations, especially this flu season. Rely on OxySilver instead. OxySilver's broad-spectrum action makes all vaccinations and antibiotics unnecessary. OxySilver is the most advanced silver hydrosol, far safer than colloidal silvers. It works so well, saving lives and money, protecting and healing you and your family. It has been targeted for elimination by the drug cartel, so get it while you still can. Order OxySilver online at OxySilver.com. If you call right now, I'll send you a free information kit. Call toll-free 1-888-KO-GERMS. That's 1-888-KO-GERMS. Order OxySilver today. This call could save your life.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind if you dial in toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features free, so enjoy those, including the bulletin board system with over 500,000 posts. There's a lot to talk about. Serious issues, fun stuff. You'll find it all free at bbs.freetalklive.com, bbs.freetalklive.com.
And audiblepodcast.com offers over 60,000 downloadable audiobooks. There's all kinds of the new releases out there. Most of them are unabridged. If you want abridged versions, there are abridged versions. But these are not off-brand authors that you've never heard of before and or old books or anything like that, although they do have old books. You can get just about anything. It's 60,000 of them, and you can go try one for free at audiblepodcast.com/FTL. That's audiblepodcast.com/FTL.
Let's continue with your phone calls about what you want. Gene, the Christian anarchist in Tennessee, you're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Gene.
Hey, guys, I was just watching the Philadelphia Campaign for Liberty rally with a speech by Judge Napolitano, and he...
Is this new? Is this something that just occurred recently, or is it old?
I think it probably happened a week or so, a couple of weeks back.
Okay, gotcha.
Anyway, he was talking in there about how the under the George Bush administration, they passed the exception. jurisdictional powers of the Justice Department to write their own warrants for anything they want to. And, of course, when the Bush administration was in office, they thought that was great because it gave them the authority to do all that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now, of course, the Obama administration is in, and they're using this authority to go around and write search warrants for anything they want.
So they
don't have to go to a judge anymore.
Right.
But he pointed out that they're able to use this to go in and search for your medical records, your tax records, anything they want to see,
mm-hmm.
even your library card, you know, which books you've checked out of the library. And afterwards, they can't tell anyone that you were there.
Right.
But I was going to relate that to medical records because, you know, we're in the medical industry. And as my wife is a doctor and I manage the practice. And we have medical records for probably 3,300 people, 3,300 patients. But we have not yet gone to this electronic medical records, which is what, you know, the big push is to get all these doctors and hospitals and stuff on the electronic medical record system.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the main reasons, there's a cost factor, but the reason that I hate electronic medical records is because of privacy. Because once they have electronic medical records, they don't even have to bother filling out their phony baloney non-search warrant. All they have to do is everybody's computers would be linked into the government's computers, and they would have a back door into every medical records, every
sure.
medical office, and into every medical record through that office. So
it goes beyond that, Gene.
Yeah,
the medical thing is really a Trojan horse because really what they love is to be able to have all your medical records, all your financial records, everything about you linked in one database.
And that's where this is going.
Yes.
Because, you know, the medical records will be linked, and through your CPAs, eventually all of your tax information will be linked, all of your purchasing records will be linked. So I guess what I'm saying is that for our part, we're definitely trying to hold off as long as we can.
Good for you. Thank you for that.
On these medical records, because if somebody wants to get a copy of medical records from our office, they have to at least go through the process of filling out the proper forms, contacting us, and then waiting for us to get around to copying them and mailing them off or mm-hmm. faxing them, whichever the case may be. So it's not, at least it's not instantaneous when it's on paper. So I really like paper much better than electronic. And, you know, I've kind of been an electronic, you know, a computer geek since the beginning. I started out with VIC-20s and Commodore 64s, and I like to play with technology.
Sure.
But I also fear the way technology can be used against us. And
absolutely.
This is one instance of that.
So can you say whether or not the government has asked you for these medical records that they've had to fill out their little fake search warrant for?
I can say that it's never happened to us.
Okay.
Yeah. But at least certainly not to me. I suppose if somebody else in the office had been presented with one and they were under the threat of prosecution, if they told, I suppose then I wouldn't even know about that. Like, they could technically come to our front desk girl, throw her one of these things and say, show us these records and don't tell anybody about
yeah.
it. You're going to go to prison.
You can't even tell your boss.
Yeah, you can't tell your wife. You can't tell your lawyer if they do this to you. It's that crazy.
It is crazy. Yeah. I'm totally with you on this, Gene.
So anyway, at least when it's on paper, they've got to go through the additional problem of copying it. So keep everything on paper. Try not to go too electronic on too many things.
Thanks for the suggestions, and thanks for standing up against the demands of the state in this case.
Oh, and one more thing.
Yes,
I feel
sir.
Like a traitor because, you know, for 25 years I didn't pay income taxes, and now as an employer, I have to snitch to the IRS.
What do you mean?
Employees. It makes me feel real good every time I ask them to fill out one of them stinking IRS forms.
Wait, well, why do you have to? I mean, what would happen if you just decided as an employer to say, I'm not going to do any withholding of any sort?
That's fine if we don't want to practice medicine anymore. We can do that when we're tired of practicing medicine. We can take that stance.
So they'll come in, the feds will come in and take, yank the license, is what you're saying.
Absolutely.
Wow.
In a hot second.
Well, there you go. So yep. You are enslaved to that extent. That's sad.
Right. That is correct.
Thanks, Gene, for the call tonight. I'm sorry to hear that, and I appreciate that you're doing everything you can within the awful system that exists. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. What do you do in that case? You can't help people unless you bow down to the feds. You'll be arrested if you try to give people medical care without going through the established system, without getting your medical license. Then you're a criminal if you're just trying to help people out without going through their system. And I think that you should be able to do that. I think you should be able to offer medical services without being a AMA-licensed practitioner. Let the customers decide if they want to take that risk.
You can do that as long as you don't want to have an office. And, you know, if you want to slide sort of, you know, through the shadows, you could probably pull it off.
But a black market doctor.
They're going to make it very difficult on you.
I wonder how – let's presume that the government in the United States here does go through with government-run health care and that there are no – and that private health care is completely outlawed as it is in Canada. Are there black market doctors in Canada?
There must be some.
Do they exist? I mean, I'm just curious. Do any of our Canadian listeners know if there is such a phenomenon? Because it doesn't seem likely because the government would be offering so-called free services. So it's not as though medical care is prohibited in Canada. It's just that certain types of medical care are not allowed and that if you want to be a doctor, you have to work within this system. So it would seem that there's a chance that somebody could be a black market doctor up in Canada. I'm just curious. I've never heard about that. 800-259-9231 if you can answer that question or bring up anything. We go unscreened to the Amp Lines. Who's this? You're on the air on Free Talk Live.
Alex from New Hampshire.
Alex, what's on your mind tonight?
I was going to go to bed, and then I remembered that I promised I was going to call back. All I wanted to do is I wanted to ask you about your property tax issue with the Keene. Is it possible for you to pay in installments? So you walk in, you pay a dollar, and then you walk out, and then you walk back in and pay for a dollar? Because that would be a lot of paperwork for them. That might be a way of doing a type of civil disobedience.
It would also be a way of me spending a lot of my free time. I mean, that's one of the problems with what you're suggesting there. If you've got more, you can hang on. 800-259-9231. I mean, you're talking about $2,900 is what they're demanding from me, almost $3,000.
It could be $100 every time or something like that.
It could be. I mean, you can pay in installments. I'm sure they would take your money from you. But that would mean I'd have to stand in line an awful lot. More coming up. You can bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live. This is Ian. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? You should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapon permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. Now is the time. You and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. And the Millionaire Patriot is paying his own money to help you get it. This is real. Thousands have already taken advantage of it, and you should too. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course plus 30-state concealed weapon permit for pennies on the dollar and get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun. Again, that's frontsight.com.
For years, doctors and researchers have known that one of the major pathways to better health is an alkaline diet rich in minerals and antioxidants to keep the body in proper pH balance. For 15 years, people have trusted AlkaZone, the simplest way of keeping the body in pH balance, getting rid of acidic waste buildup, and boosting the immune system through antioxidant support. AlkaZone's unique formula contains potassium, magnesium, calcium, zinc, and the antioxidant selenium, along with 79 trace minerals from ancient marine deposits. Unlike other products, AlkaZone is odorless and tasteless and can be added to any beverage to offset its acidity. AlkaZone also manufactures antioxidant water fountains that will both filter and raise the pH of the tap water in your home to a pH of 10. To learn more and to place your order for a 45-day supply for only $25, visit AlkaZone.com. That's AlkaZone.com. Use coupon code RADIO and receive a limited-time discount. Call AlkaZone today at 1-800-810-1888. That's 1-800-810-1888.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
For the past year, you've heard about GardenInACan.com right here on GCN. GardenInACan.com is your source for premium non-hybrid and non-genetically modified seeds. Each order includes 16 carefully selected varieties made specifically for both spring and fall, giving you an extended growing season. You'll receive approximately 18,000 seeds, giving you the ability to plant a crisis garden of up to 2/3 of an acre. Every order is hermetically sealed to lock in freshness and sealed again in a large metal can for the ultimate protection, giving you a shelf life of up to 10 years. For a limited time, while supplies last, GardenInACan.com is having a sale. Order your Garden in a Can for only $49.95. That's right, $49.95. If you have a preparedness plan and it does not include long-term storable garden seeds, this is the best time to acquire your seeds. Take advantage of this great offer and order now. Visit GardenInACan.com. That's GardenInACan.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Even in these remaining moments, enough time for your call tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. If you enjoy this program, we could use your vote at vote.freetalklive.com. It's one way that you can help us get more listeners, help new people find this program, help them get exposed to the ideas of freedom. Your vote makes a big difference. If you've yet to vote in the month of November, please take a moment. Go to vote.freetalklive.com. And if you're frustrated with the lack of freedom where you live and are tired of the oppressive state intruding into your business and personal life, if you knew that thousands of liberty-minded people were all moving to the same place and getting active, would you want to join them? Well, you can. Just join the Free State Project at freestateproject.org. Again, that's freestateproject.org. The three of us are all participants in the Free State Project. We've all already made the move to New Hampshire. Looking forward to having you join us as well, because for me, back where I come from, the Liberty Movement barely existed. And up here, it exists to the point where you can't do everything that there is to do. There's so much happening. It's wonderful. All right, we continue here. Mark, you've got a story about copyright. Some sort of secret treaty has been signed. What is going on?
Yeah, this is from Cory Doctorow over at boingboing.net. Secret copyright treaty leaks. It's bad. Very bad. The Internet chapter of the Anti-Counterfeiting Trade Agreement, a secret copyright treaty whose text Obama's administration refused to disclose due to national security concerns, has leaked. It's bad. It says that ISPs have to proactively police copyright on user-contributed material. This means that it will be impossible to run a service like Flickr or YouTube or Blogger, since hiring enough lawyers to ensure that the mountain of material uploaded every second isn't infringing and will exceed any hope of profitability.
So somebody has to oversee all of the submissions for YouTube?
Well, they don't have to. It's just that ISPs have to proactively police. They're responsible
for... So YouTube isn't responsible for overseeing itself. The ISP is responsible for YouTube? Very confusing. I don't understand how that could be possible.
I would think that YouTube would be responsible, but I don't know.
YouTube's not an ISP.
And that's right. Internet Service Provider is what that stands for.
Yeah, but a lot of ISPs, they host people's websites. They host domains. So maybe that's what they mean, that anybody they host, they have to police what they content they put up.
I see.
At the very least, that would make it so that a company that wanted to compete with these organizations like Flickr, YouTube, or Blogger, or whatever, that already have their lawyers in place and don't have to do these things, would never be able to come into competition.
All right.
So that ISPs have to cut off the internet access of accused copyright infringers or face liability.
Of accused infringers.
So it
doesn't mean convicted infringers.
They face liability.
Wow.
That means that your entire family could be denied to the internet and hence to civic participation, health information, education, communications, their means of earning a living if one member is accused of copyright infringement without access to a trial or counsel.
That's crazy. That could also include somebody just sitting out in front of your house using your Wi-Fi signal, because there are a lot of families, a lot of people that have Wi-Fi that don't lock their signals. They don't put passwords on them. They don't encrypt their Wi-Fi, and so therefore you can find this by getting a war driving program and getting your laptop and driving around your city. It'll pop up all of the various different access points that there are, and it'll tell you which ones are locked and which ones are unlocked. If you find an unlocked access point, you could just sit there and download some copyrighted stuff. And if they detected that, if the ISPs were doing what they're being told to do here and were able to detect that copyright violation, which seems kind of unlikely, but who knows what they'll end up doing, and they detect that and they send out a warning to you, you could have never done anything. You could never have once downloaded a copyrighted material, and it could have been somebody, could have been one of your kid's friends that brought his laptop over and was using your network. It could be some guy across the street in the apartment building across the street that was using your Wi-Fi signal without your knowledge. So you're saying you'd be cut off from the internet entirely. That much is true.
Yes. So as if those things aren't enough, it goes on.
Oh, and I'm sure this is only the beginning of the government's crackdown on the internet.
That the whole world must adopt U.S.-style notice and takedown rules that require ISPs to remove any material that is not accused, whatever that means, again, without evidence or trial of infringing copyright.
Well, the good news is the whole world isn't going to do this, because the whole world doesn't agree on stuff like this.
Well, this is a treaty, though. So
between some countries, but not the whole world.
True. Some.
I mean, there are still going to be places in which you'll be able to have certain things hosted without being concerned about the government people coming in. But nonetheless, it's disturbing.
So he goes on, this has proved to be a disaster in the U.S. and other countries where it provides an easy means of censoring material just by accusing it of infringing on copyright.
Mm-hmm.
Mandatory prohibitions on breaking DRM. Even if,
digital rights management.
Yeah. Mandatory prohibitions on breaking DRM. Even if doing so for lawful purpose, for exempli grati, to make a work available to disabled people for archival preservations because you own the copyrighted work that is locked up with DRM. So.
Right. Okay. Is that it?
That's it.
Okay.
Is it enough?
So this has already been signed, this treaty, or is it being proposed, or what?
I don't know that it has necessarily been signed. The Internet chapter of the Anti-Counterfeiting Trade Agreement, a secret copyright treaty whose text Obama's administration refused to disclose due to national security, has leaked, it says.
I see. So still waiting then to find out for sure if this is going to go through, but yeah, it probably will.
Yep.
Because the music industry and the movie industry are still, while they're dying monsters, they are still fairly influential dying monsters, and they have the ability to lobby politicians and, buy them nice things and have them pass this legislation, have them pass this treaty. It's pretty disturbing. And if they're saying that the Internet service providers are going to be responsible for monitoring copyright,
that's ridiculous.
Yeah, it is ridiculous.
It's absolutely ridiculous. And it essentially takes the average citizen once again and turns them into
a criminal,
conscripted law enforcement officer for the bureaucrats. Look, if you want me to do your law enforcement work, you need to pay me for your law enforcement work, and I should be able to decide whether or not I want to do it.
Yeah.
This is a free country, right?
No.
No.
No, it's not. Toll-free numbers, 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airways. Now, interestingly, Mark, you had another story, and I don't know if you have it ready, but you had another story talking about file sharers, and that according to at least some information, they may be more likely than non-file sharers to actually purchase music and movies.
It's an interesting statistic. I think it's a little bit flawed, but it says from the Daily Mail, .co.uk, illegal downloaders spend more money on music than those who obey the law. So people who are illegally downloading music spend more on official releases than anyone else, according to a new survey. The study published today by Think Tank Demos found that those who admit to file sharing spend an average of £77 a year on singles and albums, 33 pounds more than those who claim never to have wrongly accessed music for free. Researcher Peter Bradwell said that the findings could force companies and politicians to wake up to the changing nature of the music industry as the government plans to disconnect illegal downloaders from the Internet in a three strikes you're out rule. That's in the UK.
You know, it is interesting, and it makes sense to me because somebody who's file sharing has a larger amount of options on their plate. They can listen to a bunch of different things. Let's talk about music. They can listen to different music. They can download the entire CD, decide whether they like it, and then go out and buy it. Whereas the old model is, you'll hear a single, and if you like the single, then you'll roll the dice and buy the CD, and maybe you'll be happy with it. Maybe you won't. Too late. You can't take it back. So this actually allows them to sample more choices. And so it probably means they're downloading a whole bunch of stuff they're not purchasing, but in the long run, they're deciding to purchase more than people otherwise going through the old model of purchasing. But let's go to the phones. Ken is on the line in New York. Ken, you're on Free Talk Live. Ken, New York, going once. Ken in New York, going twice.
Ken.
Ken is gone. So what your point you're going to make, Mark, is that you're concerned they didn't break down for age category in this study.
Right. I think that they're saying that the people that spend more are the people that download are spend more. And I don't know specifically whether they're talking about the individuals that download or whether they're talking about demographics or anything like that. But I can tell you that I don't spend any money on music, and I don't download music because I'm not interested in music. Because I'm too old, okay?
No, you're not.
Well, how much money did you spend in the last year on CDs, Wayne?
I don't buy CDs, I download.
Really? How much did you spend on it, though?
Probably $100.
Really? Nothing like that. When you get to a certain age, you don't spend much on music, by and large.
Depends Wayne. On who you are, Mark. All right, more on the way.
Of course
tomorrow
it does.
Night,
we're talking
we'll
about
see you
statistics,
tomorrow.
Jackass.
Online in the meantime, freetalklive.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Candy. For inspiring ideas for your next celebration, be sure to visit us at CelebrationCorner.com. You don't have to wait for a holiday to plan a festive meal. Celebrate anytime with a fun menu or creative theme. Invite friends for a roll-your-own sushi dinner, or surprise your family with a birthday cake when it's nobody's birthday. Fun is the name of the game, so make up a special reason of your own. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.